Hello, my name is Kevin Fallon, and you're listening to Hacker Public Radio's community news for the month of July 2012. Hi, this is a regular show that we do once a month to give you an idea of what's going on in the community, what's going on behind the scenes of the community around HPR. We will start off with a show review, and then we'll move on to a long list of thanks and apologies and other notes that I want to talk to you about, because they were on my inbox and I haven't done the community news for the last while, so I want to make sure that I didn't miss anything. So I went through all my email today and made a list, a scaringly large list of thank yous and apologies. Okay, as we always do, we will go through the shows that were on last, since we had the last community news. I'd like to thank Tlatu for doing an excellent job on community news for June. And the following day we had syndicated Tuesday, which is Dan from the Linux and the Shell project. Episode 10 was the df command exploring file system usage. And I'll say it before, and I'll say it again, some of these are more obscure commands, and some of them I think, well, I'm really going to know everything about this command. And then he ends up in every show so far pulling out something out of the man pages that I had completely overlooked. And yeah, so fantastic work there, Dan. Thank you very much for all the shows that you've sent in, and we appreciate all the work. And just so people do know that for every one of those shows, there's a complete write-up tutorial on the website, and there's a complete video as well, all of which are really worth looking into. The following day we had Ugandi K, who gave us a show entitled About Rivendell with Rivendell. And this was, I was listening to this show on the way back from work, and was very, very, very impressed with what this application could do. Even the slick in and out promos, the choice of music was excellent. The whole way that the whole thing was put together, I think he set off to prove that you could do a podcast with Rivendell. Absolutely, definitely. Probably if somebody can package it and make it a little bit easier to install, it would kind of help. But definitely an experiment that went very, very well. And I heard the Sunday Morning Linux Review people was listening to the show as well, and they've picked out one of the songs that was used in that show. Well, the next day, obviously, we had the massive, unbelievable binary and hexadecimal celebration of our 1024th or our 1324th episode, depending on how you look at it. I want to really thank 5150, who did an awful lot of work organizing that, and all the other guys who joined and really made it a very enjoyable show to listen to. And a lot of the links that they put together there in the background are on the website. And thank you, Mr. X, for the accordion intro and outro music. So yeah, that's monumental. And I'd like to thank especially everybody, all the hosts and all the various different people who have worked on HPR and made it such a success that it is. And looking forward to the next 1024 episodes. And the following day was syndicated Thursday on a Friday. There's been a few odd ones like that this month as well. I wanted to release this one because it's the Infonomicon episode 51. I haven't been able to get Droops on. Really, I had done an interview with Stank to give the lineage of Hacker Public Radio. We played as well the last episode of Radio RFA, Radio Freak America, where they mentioned the Hacker Public Radio project that they were all going to switch to, and it kind of never happened. I think they probably had something else in their mind than what transpired. But it was, for me, Infonomicon was the way that I got to Twat Tech and subsequently got to Hack Republic Radio. And I played episode 51. It was actually the shortest of all the episodes of Infonomicon. They did 52 episodes, I think. And they were some politically incorrect but very very funny episodes on Droops. And Droops was also one of the early people behind it. Started off as Droops Radio Infonomicon did, and then migrated into the Infonomicon podcast. Droops was also one of the original correspondents on Radio Freak America. Few of his emails were there and were read out, and it was, I think, inspired by that that Droops went ahead and started his own podcast, spreading the word to hackers, spreading information, spreading knowledge. And it was, he stopped Infonomicon when Twat started up, and Twat is a direct successor. It was a name change, really, that made Twat Tech turn into Hack Republic Radio, just in case you don't know. So that was it, a little bit of history, and that's probably the end of the catch-up reminiscing shows that we're going to do for a while, unless something comes out of the woodwork. You never know what will happen here in Hack Republic Radio. Then we went to the following day, or following Monday, was setting up a WordPress blog, part four. Frank Bell, who's now our official WordPress administrator here in Hack Republic Radio. Great shows again. I think I know I'm going to know a lot of stuff about WordPress or about the topic, and he just comes along and keeps giving you more information, and that's kind of the whole point. The next day was an episode that I did myself about migrating away from Google Reader, and I guess it's becoming a little bit of a topic here on Hack Republic Radio. We had, of course, the interview with the founder of DuckDuckGo, which is a search engine that I've been using essentially since then. And it's an adequate replacement, if not. Sometimes you can go !W. And here was another one of Google's products that I personally was using quite a bit, and that is Google Reader. And essentially the show was about how to replace Google Reader with an IMAP, which actually has turned out to be a lot more convenient for me myself, because I have the IMAP available natively on so many different platforms, email clients support it, so that kind of worked for me. Also got a mention on the commandline.net as well. They were considering that and decided against it. The following day we had Jonathan Culp and NY Bill doing goodwill hunting, where they were looking for, going around to goodwill stores, charity shops, and getting old technology. A great episode for rooting out that classic old computer. So have a listen to that, and it's another great way to find technology. The next day was the Syndicated Thursday series, and we had one of the episodes put together by Robin Gatling from the Full Circle podcast, and he aired the Karen Sandler medical devices one. Aside from being the head of the GNOME project and a lawyer, she also has a heart, which comes a bit of a shock to people who know all the lawyer jokes, but she has a heart condition and had some proprietary software put in. So very thought stimulating and well worth a listen. It was one of the shows at OutCamp that generated the most stir, I think. You will be seeing a lot of the OutCamp interviews coming up over the next few weeks, and the reason for that is it's been a year since OutCamp happened, and at the time we didn't have any predefined rule. We did have a discussion prompted by that on how we would handle episodes coming from shows and events. And at the time, the decision, well, about a month after the time, a decision was taken by the community on the mailing list to reserve a block of shows after the event. So after Ogcamp 12, we'll be reserving a week of shows where if they get filled, they will be bumped to the top of the queue. So we'll get quite a lot of the shows out of the way in that first block. And then later on during the year, we'll schedule the shows as normal ones if they're not that time sensitive, or as regular syndicated Thursday slots if there happen to be interesting talks. So in an effort not to get lynched when I go over there, I want to make sure that all the shows actually are aired before I go over to Ogcamp. The following day, we had Ruben Rodriguez talk about Triskel Linux. And again, this was another in the syndicated Thursday slots. Deep Geek was on a sabbatical. So we had a free slot, and I wanted to make sure that we would bump some of these talks up the queue as well. The following Monday, we had Brockton Bob with a how to back up your DVD collection using Memcoder. Probably not legal in some jurisdictions, believe it or not, where fair use doesn't apply. But we laugh in the face of illegalness here in Hacker Public Radio. Not at all. Obviously, it's for educational purposes and what's may not be legal in your jurisdiction. There is some comments on that on the website, which would be another, you know, options for the VF part. I myself am lazy and use Handbrake for copying my DVDs over. So there you go. But always interested to hear what commands you can use to do this, because, you know, trying to get the best possible quality. Then we had the du command from Linux and the shell. And the following day, we had the first episode by a paranoid shell who was suggesting that, I think, not to paraphrase them too much, that while the RTFM is probably not very positive, at the same time, some people should actually read a lot more than they can, than they do, and some people don't actually want to learn. And then we had Mike Hingley, who gave a very detailed response to that, and I think he's even prompted him to do an episode on that, which will come into the queue shortly. The next day, my Pixiebook episode came up, where I tried to get a compact HP compact T5000 thin client working. And I'm going to echo here, you know, it's essentially the episode was about how to pixie boot over a network, and it is a convenient way, sometimes, you know, an alternative way than burning DVDs, to get an operating system onto your computer that you mightn't think about. That was kind of the point. But this whole project has been so jinxed. I've had for many years the desire to get a thin computing, silent computing, into the living room, starting with some Java stations which I had Linux on, with a Vian M9000 PC that died after 24 hours of use, with this, which presented every possible problem under the sun. Eventually I did get it working just on the day that my Raspberry Pi arrived, and I plugged it in and boom, everything worked far faster, and also for $35. I really don't want to promote, especially after the two episodes on reusing computing, but I also replaced my own server of 8 years and 4 days running with that Raspberry Pi. And you really do have to take into account the amount of power being wasted as well in reusing this old technology. So it's an interesting topic. It's a balance. But that whole project has been jinxed from the word go. Anyways, the following day was another syndicated Thursday and a Friday. I have no idea. Oh yeah, I did. I was on the train and I posted that. I thought it was Wednesday and it turned out to be Thursday, so Thursday became Friday. All right, just go with the flow. It's the on-camp 11 panel discussion, and they was also talking about the MQ telemetry transport, which was one of these episodes where I find it really interesting, but I have the feeling that so much is going over my head, but I really enjoyed it. And episode 1036 the following Monday was Joel, and Joel, I am getting really, really annoyed with you and Mr. Gadgets for that matter. And the reason I am is because we've got two people on ham radios and I want to hear you guys record a show over a ham radio. Please get it together and make it happen. But the reason I'm annoyed with Joel is this was a seriously excellent episode, and it's dangling in front of me yet another hobby where I think, yes, I really should have a ham radio when the dikes crash here and the floods come and I'm up in my attic desperately cranking up a ham radio or something. Thank you, Joel. Yes, you've food for thought. And the following day, if I don't get to buy my ham radio, I might be up there soldering it together following the excellent episode by Mr. X on soldering. And who could have thought something so painful could make such an interesting show? Thanks very much for the very detailed show notes as well. And I really do appreciate it when people send in good show notes with the links and everything. It's just really a lot less work for me to do. And I really have the feeling that you're highlighting the things in your show that you want brought to the fore. Then the episode 1038 was an interview with the guys behind the Salix OS project, which is a Slackware derivative. Didn't actually know that much about it until I heard this show by Pokey. And it was a really good interview, and kind of almost made me want to try Slackware again. I'll put it on the list of things that I really want to do. Then we had again Syndicated Thursday. We had the Matt Lee from the GNU FM and the Libre FM projects. And that was recorded at the Northeast GNU Linux Fest, and there's quite a few of them and in the queue as well, so we need to horse through them. Because of all these shows in the queue, we've respectfully asked that the Sunday Morning Linux Review one be taken out of the queue temporarily, and we've also the Nightcast has also temporarily been removed from the Syndicated Thursday queue. It's essentially so we can get through this backlog, and we do appreciate those guys putting them in, but both of those shows are more than capable of standing on their own now. They're both very popular shows in their own right. We also had a little bit of a bump here for the next show, which was a kind of time-sensitive news discussion on the fact that after all these years, Steam finally comes to Linux. Doesn't matter to me at all, because I have no interest in gaming whatsoever, after losing many, many hours of my life to the Lemmings. And yes, I know there is a Linux variant of that where they have penguins falling off cliffs, but my Lord Dragonbloth and Downer did an excellent show there, brought up even some concerns over licensing and all the rest of that good stuff. Then we had another bumped show for the reasons given earlier, that if somebody's going to go to a show a physical event, especially if they're going to have a booth there and be talking, we are going to prioritize that over other shows that have been submitted to the queue. And this was one of them where the guys got together after Hope, and there's even talk of them having a booth at Hope, the next one, which would be absolutely fantastic. Again, the next day, Linux in the shell, the tail command, and tail minus n plus 30. Thank you, Dan. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. That is such a useful command, and I'll tell you why. Because you can use grep to find a particular instance in the file. So I know what line number it is. So you can have grep search for something in a file, and it's, is line 5872, and then you can tail after that, the number of lines, with the dash n plus 572, whatever it is, and then tail that again, or head that with taking 50 lines. So you want 50 lines after the first time you find that in a really, really long file. Absolutely fantastic. The very, very moment I found out about that, I put it into scripts. So really, I appreciate Dan. Thank you for all the work you're doing on that show. Secondhand computing, yes. Famicom Man, who that meant nothing to me, but Pokey knew the handle, or at least knew the company. It was Nintendo in Japan, apparently. And about archiving old computers, flea markets, and rummage sales and auctions, and all the rest of that good stuff. Very, very interesting. And it's great to see people are archiving things. Made me feel a bit guilty about that very day I had just dropped off a whole buckwheat's load of my old tech, because down to the recycling center, where they hopefully recycle it in an environmentally friendly fashion. Well, at least they should do, we're paying for it. But I had finally given up on all these old computers down in my and old tape drives and DAT tapes and all the rest. So I felt kind of guilty about that, but I guess I'll have to get over it. We had then the following day JWP with OgCamp 11. And by the way, secondhand computing, I just had Nightwise, IME saying thank you. They found that very interesting. And Nightwise, sorry for not getting back to you, but my 3G dongle was just going into the Schiphol tunnel as that came up, so I got cut off. Wasn't being rude or anything there. Anyway, yes, secondhand computing. And then OgCamp 11, we had Oracle Linux, our man on the spot, roving reporter, all around nice guy, Mr. JWP. And we had a little interview, and what he was talking about was my Zoom H2 microphone. He expressed an interest in it, and I must do a review of that sometime on my list. And his excellent talk on Oracle Linux, and it's something you don't hear a lot about, but it's very interesting to. It's good that somebody is keeping an eye on that side of the on the fence. And Mike Hingley, thank you very much again. Just like Joel, giving me something else. One of my recurring hobbies is I'm the de facto genealogicalist. I don't know if that's a word. For the family as well, and I've gathered a lot of this stuff, and have our own tree in Gramps and that sort of thing. So yeah, it's actually a great way to get started. And Gramps is a pretty cool tool actually, for keeping track of your family tree. So that was it. That was the shows for the month. An awful lot of shows, an awful lot of excellent content here on Hacker Republic Radio. Now, I want to call out a few people. Special thanks for Ivan Chabovici. Sorry, as everybody knows, I cannot pronounce people's names, so I really apologize for that. But thanks for the heads up on the wrong CC license. We had linked to the wrong CC license on the website. I want to thank Dave Morris for all the fantastic work he's doing on the back end system here in Hacking Public Radio. If you want to go to the Katoria site, you can see a lot of the stuff that he's doing there. We're working currently now on the scheduling system, and we're going to see how that goes. I also want to thank Frank Bell and wait, as I butcher somebody else's name, Itayar Holmes, both of whom are doing fantastic work on the front end. They've got a lot to think about there, as we have now decided to drop RSS, we being the royal we, as in me, drop RSS as the feeding mechanism between the back end and the front end. Here's the idea. We're going to, somebody uploads a file, so be it a WAV file or an MP3 file or AUG file or whatever, with the associated metadata in a format, and that format is going to be the Atom XML format for showing hosts. And the reason for that is it can do multiple hosts, so at the moment we can't do multiple hosts like NYBill and Windigo did a show together, or if it's a panel discussion we can only list either one show, one host, or we can, I have to create a new host with all their names and that only appears once, so it's a bit of a pain. So that's one of the things we want to do, and it also supports multiple entries in the same feed, so we can have the MP3, the AUG, and the speaks, and also most importantly it has the date in the correct format, year, month, day, t, hours, minutes, seconds, and the time zone at the end, Zulu being the correct one. That saves so that's what we're going to be transferring data between the back end, the front end, using an Atom feed. And the Atom feed will be also used when people are uploading shows. It'll be taken in as a blob, an Atom feed XML, and your file. And then that will be taken by the backend system, transcoded, put into the scheduling system that Dave Morris is working on. And then when it's ready to rock, it'll be added to an Atom feed, which is then published to the world, one of the worlds being the Hacker Public Radio main website. And that'll be the central site that you can get it from. But if you want to do embed the feed somewhere else, you could also do that. Okay, so that's a little bit about that. A lot of work has been going on there. Not as much as I'd like. I need to do a lot more documentation to explain what the vision is. But I'm actually meeting up with Dave at Ogcamp, and hopefully we'll have time over a few beers to discuss what's going on there. Then I'd like to have a special word of thanks to David Whitman, who's been keeping up my morale over the last month, but also for tracking the keywords in the previous episodes. He's going back and listening to all the shows, so I've asked him to make a note of, you know, the show was about this, this, and that, and we can also add that to the feeds, so that if you're interested in all the shows that were about, M encoder, for instance, that you would go back and get those, or all the shows about Linux, or all the panel discussions, or whatever. So, and also I want to thank him for his kind donation towards the HPR banner. There was a HPR banner sponsored by him last month for the US, which I think the guys brought to one of the shows, and he's contributed to getting one of those here for me, who will be going to Ogcamp. Have I mentioned that I'm going to Ogcamp? Yes, Ogcamp is coming up. Anyway, and I want to also thank Richard Quirin for putting the fantastic artwork together for that. I've done off transfers for the back of some t-shirts, so if there's any of the hosts going to Ogcamp, you'll be getting a free t-shirt from me, hopefully, stocks last, and stocks are not that many to start off with. And then I want to thank Zoak for his idea, and I want to thank Jonathan Nadu for the control panel script. Now, the apologies section, my bad. It's been particularly bad these past months, but anyway. First of all, Deep Geek, apologies for not announcing that your sabbatical was on. The full schedule of 3 months will start in June. He's got a new site over there. If people want to go over to his website, ggtm.us, I think, you can have a look at that. And also, I'd like to apologize for not announcing that he would be going to Hope. Although I think it was on the mailing list, so hopefully these guys met up with Deep Geek. I wanted to talk to Windigo for missing the fact that he was a new host. This is exactly my point. He was down. He had done previous episodes but with other people, so this is the first time he was doing one by himself. Apologies to Mike Kingley and Door to Door Geek for not sending you the FTP details. And if anybody doesn't have the FTP details, please contact admin@hackerpublicradio.org and I'll send them on to you. Again, David Morris, Frank Bell, and Ithraya Holmes for not providing enough information about the website or what I want them to do. And my Bill for not putting up your show sooner. Apologies about that. And there's a big, there's quite a lot of people who have put stuff into the queue. I haven't got to it yet. I usually do it on Wednesday, Thursday, and Fridays when my wife works. I'm actually recording the show on a Monday on one of our nights when she's not working. So, but I was kind of, it's been a busy week. So anyway, so those don't panic if your show doesn't appear in the processing queue. It should go into the processing queue fairly quick, and then once I have it downloaded, transcoded, got the show notes together, then I put it into the schedule. But I will also put it into the schedule, you know, even if I have problems transcoding it or whatever, it'll go in at the same in the same order that we received it. So, you know, don't panic about that. But feel free to email me if for some reason it doesn't come up within in a few days. The guys at Hope sent in a photo, and that's attached to the show notes for this episode. And the talks about Hope are up, and there's a link also in the show notes. And this will come as a shock to many of you, but I will be going to Oddcamp this year. And if you'd like to come along, we have a booth. Took a little while to get organized, but thanks to Dan Lynch for getting that sorted out for me. We have a very limited number of t-shirts. Stickers were too expensive this time to do. So if there are stickers, they will be just printed off on A4 sheets, and you can pull off a few and go on with you. But you could also just download the sticker, the art, and start printing your own stickers. Would be grand. What I'm hoping to do, if I get the time, probably won't, is make a little booklet with QR codes for the other podcasts that are on the linuxlink.net, just to have something on the booth to give away to people as they walk along. We've been asked to announce by Kevin O'Brien that they're open for registration for the 2012 Ohio Linux Fest. And if you want to, you can go to ohiolinuxfest.org/register. And finally, you'll all be thrilled to bits to hear, the Accessible Computing Foundation fundraiser, spurred on by the massive success of the Hacker Public Radio all-day marathon put on there by our good friend and glorious leader, Pokey. They will be doing a fundraiser for the Accessible Computing Foundation, and it's going to be held on August the 25th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on August the 26th. The event is going to be streamed live at the new radio for the entire event. And the guys over at the Linux Basics Mumble server, where we have a room as well, kindly sponsored by the Linux Basic guys, they will be doing the Mumble server. So go to the Linux Basic website. There's 30 people there in the room at once. And so what kind of worked well for the Hacker Public Radio was if the people who wanted to get involved in the conversation went into the room, and then the people who just wanted to listen dropped out to the stream. That also worked for me as well when I wasn't actually involved in it. So far, they have John O'Bacon from Ubuntu, Zach from the Debian project, and the plan is to have 1,000 people become a member of the Accessible Community Computing Foundation, the ACF, for $2 a month. $2 a month. Not even the price of a cup of coffee. In fairness, not even, you know, if you were to go down and look behind your couch for some cash, I guess you would manage $2 a month. I happen to be a contributor and a proud member of the ACF, so please feel free to do that. Things would be bad if you couldn't afford $2 a month. And if you can't, well, very sorry about it. Send me your name and I'll fire you off some stickers. Not a worry. So there you go. That's all about that. It's only 50 cents a week, they're saying. And so it's important also that for as many people as possible to join this foundation, because that also strengthens their case to become a charity. And hopefully it will then spread the word about accessible computing. And we need it. And the reason we need it, because it's right. It's right to have it, for a start. Secondly, it will put us at the forefront yet again of something in the Linux community, in the free and open source community. So that's why you need to become a member if you can't code. And if you can code, become a member and start coding. Okay. That is pretty much it. And if anybody becomes a member of the Accessible Computing Foundation and we have any swag, send us a send us over your email address and a receipt, and we will see if we can get you some HPR stickers or buttons or whatever happens to come your way. You will be added to the list of people who have contributed to that organization. Okay, well, that's is for now. Let me just have a quick look here in the queue. What's coming up? We have let me see, second part of soldering. Mr. Gadgets makes a welcome return here. Zoke has discussions about setting up a Linux charity. Anuka, freedom and licensing, Pegwall with a dev random, another cutting the cord episode. Oh, there's so much happening here. And Hacker Public Radio.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.